Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. This show is for you, about you, and I do these shows, so hopefully it's going to help you to upshift your consciousness around health, around vitality, and be able to find the actual causes and cures that you need for anything that's going on in your body. Cause and cure, right? So what I don't do is I don't bring on people that don't know cause and cure. This show is dedicated to people that have the ways to be able to help you to take chronic illness, whatever you have going on, and help you to understand what needs to happen for you to be able to change it up in your life, in your world. So, you know, my background, excuse me, my background is in helping people to look at all areas of their life. I've been a life coach for over 33 years and be able to change up whatever's going on, right? Well, one of the core issues, no matter if you're, you know, a lot of people are entrepreneurs that come to me, or business owners, CEOs, CFOs, that type of thing. And they come to me and they're doing well, a lot of them financially, but what they're not doing well with is their balance in their life, their health, their vitality, their energy levels. And so I thought, well, you know, we need to be able to educate people ongoing in these areas. So from my point of view, you know, we have a inner guidance inside of us, in our bodies, right? And, you know, when you start to tune into that, you can do it right now today, your body's going to tell you, you know what? I've got pain over here. I'm not feeling right here. I feel heavy over here. I'm not sleeping well. I'm not exercising what I need to be. You know, maybe I've got some medical issues going on. And so for some of you, it's like, well, maybe you haven't really, I don't know what's going on. I just maybe feel a little off, right? I haven't done any kind of blood work or anything like that for many years. You know, this show is to help you to say, you know, enough is enough. You take 100% responsibility for everything that's going on out there in and in here in your life and be able to upshift that. So, you know, from the mental emotional side, that's the part that I work with people, right? What happens is if you're not healthy, it leaves symptoms, right? You do have chronic pain, or you have, you know, maybe you're gaining weight, you know, maybe you gain a lot of weight. Maybe you have an exercise. Maybe there's a place where you've got brain fog. Things aren't going on. This happens with men and women, right? So what I like to do here in these shows is bring you the practitioners that actually know how to help you. And today I'm very blessed. I've got one of the top, what I want to say in the country, I would say, MDs and naturopaths that has worked with myself and my family for many, many years. I'm so blessed to have her here. And so we're going to really give you some insights in what you need to do here to really have that body last not just, you know, 70 years or 80 years. Why not 90, 100, 110, and really feeling vital, okay? So some of you are going, wow, you know, I wonder if that's possible for me. Well, of course it is. But we have to learn how to, you know, how to eat right, right? You know, how much you're going to eat, how much you have, what kind of sleep. And more importantly, almost in all of that, is you have to have the right person on your team to be able to understand what's going on in your body and help guide you as to what your body needs. It's not a one program fits all, right? It's not, you know, everybody goes here and gets this this treatment and everybody's okay. That's not how it works. It's very individual for every person out there. Your body needs something probably different than mine, vice versa. So when you understand that and you have the right person on your team, everything changes for you. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to have my very special guest here. And we're going to be talking about your body, your mind, your health, and how you to upshift it. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and I'm very blessed to have my doctor, my friend, Dr. Rupa Chari on the show today. Rupa, welcome.
Thank you, Glenn. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. You know, we've done a couple of these over the years, and there's so many people that tell me they get so much value when you're on the show with me. So I thought, man, we got to have you back. So it's great to have you here. For those of you that don't know Dr. Rupa Chari, she's an MD. She's a board certified integrative medical physician who helps women primarily, but also this guy, 45 plus, lose stubborn weight, balance hormones, and look and feel young, years younger naturally. She's earned her medical degree from the Medical College of Ohio and completed her residency at North Shore University Health System, affiliated with the University of Chicago. Dr. Chari is co-founder of the Chari Center of Health, a virtual integrative and functional medicine practice, and has been featured on the Learning Channel, TLC, as well as numerous podcasts, magazines, and health summits. She has also been named Best Doctor by the Women's Choice Award in 2023 to 2025. Well, congratulations on that. That's amazing. Good for you.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Well, all right. So, today we're talking about hormones. We're talking about healing that with the with the hormones, resetting those hormones. But before you get to that, I think some of my audience wants to take a little deeper dive in your background and what inspired you to become focused on women's health over 45.
Yes, absolutely. So my parents, as you know, are from India, and mom, or as everyone called her affectionately, Mama Chari, raised us really with a natural approach, meaning she would give us natural remedies and always brought in healers who talked about mind-body medicine, spirituality. And mom said that if you go into medicine, become an MD, you'll be able to help people make the shift into a natural wellness way of living, eating, and giving them natural remedies to help them get off of their medications, prevent them from getting on medications in the first place, and really addressing the root cause. So after I finished all of my medical education and residency, then immediately started practicing the way I love to practice, the way I've been practicing now for over 25 years at the Chari Center of Health. And I'm focusing now more primarily on women over the age of 45. I do work with men as well, absolutely. And primarily, though, with women over the age of 45. And this is the reason I'm very passionate about this is addressing women with weight loss and brain fog, fatigue issues, sleeping is because of what I went through myself. Despite eating the right, nutritious foods, exercising, doing all the quote unquote right things, and still, had difficulty losing weight. And so I literally cracked the code, found out what works, and I've been able to share it with my patients who said they had the same frustrations that suddenly what they were doing wasn't working anymore. They didn't know where to turn, what to do. And so that's why I was able to offer them a solution. That's why I'm so passionate about it.
Well, one of the things I'll just speak for me personally, working with you over the years, is that you have so many ways to look at the body. And one of the things I know you did with me was, we start with, basic foundation. Let's do the blood work. Let's figure out where you are. And when I went into my MD and I said, "Hey, will you work with? I have a naturopathic doctor I'd like you to work with." And they're like, "Sure, yeah, we'll work with that person." And they ordered some blood work, but then you ordered a lot more to look at a whole bunch of different things that my MD wasn't going to look at. And my MDs have really appreciated working with you because they're learning too. They don't, they're finding out, wow, what's she testing over here? Why is she doing that? And so everybody learns together, which I love this model. So let me ask you about, let's focus on the women here today. Why do women gain weight? I mean, after 45, they seem to, blow up. I don't know. A lot of women do that. So why is that?
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what happens, Ken. And there's many different reasons for that. Some of the main reasons is that after the age of 40, even before, we start going through major hormonal shifts. So meaning our estrogen levels go down, our progesterone levels go down, testosterone levels go down. And then stress hormone levels like cortisol go up. And when those levels go up, also insulin levels go up. And our cells aren't as sensitive to insulin. I'll explain more about that in just a little bit. But it's so important to know that it's not their fault. It's the biochemistry. It's just the lay of the land. Because what happens is our ovaries, which have been producing our hormones all of our life, then pass the baton on to the adrenal glands and say, okay, it's your turn to take over. And, you know, the adrenals are like, oh my gosh, another thing on my plate. I'm joking. It doesn't actually say that. But literally what happens is the body says, okay, what do we need here? If we're under stress, do we need to make stress hormones or do we need to make estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone? And it's going to say, forget estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. We need adrenaline. We need other stress hormones like cortisol to get us through the situation. And so in addition to hormones, the hormones changing and other and inflammation going up, and of course, there's also toxins, and then there's nutritional deficiencies that may be there, certain vitamins and minerals, you know, kind of combining everything. And also very important, our emotions. Our thoughts lead to our emotions that also have a profound effect on our hormonal balance. So we have to address everything and look at the big picture. That's very important.
Well, I love that because that's foundation. That's where we have to start. And, you know, a lot of people are listening to this going, yeah, okay, all right, I need to do this. By the way, you know, I have another show out there, people. It's called Voices of Courage. So what does it take to step into healing your body? First step, of course, is courage. So what would you say some of the biggest mistakes that women do when they try to lose weight?
Yes. So some of the most common mistakes is number one, they start exercising too much, meaning they think, okay, I'm not losing this weight, so I need to go to the gym, boost up my metabolism. So they do much more cardio. They're like pushing themselves to the edge. But this is what's happening. As the ovaries are passing the baton on to make the hormones to the adrenal glands. And then if we're already in a stressful situation and then we're working out much more than we should be, that puts our body even into more stress, creates more inflammation, raises up our stress hormones like cortisol even more. And then that raises up our insulin levels even more. And then what happens is we end up storing, because those hormone levels are high, we end up storing more belly fat. So then it's like, wait a minute, I'm working out, I'm doing all of this, but I'm having even more belly fat. So that's one thing. The second thing is with intermittent fasting. I love intermittent fasting, but here's what I found is that every woman is unique. So if you're under a lot of stress and you're going for too long periods of time where you're fasting, that may not be the best thing for you and can actually create even more stress on the body. So, you know, really listen to your body intuitively. When you're feeling hungry in the morning, you need to eat. And we need to, as ladies, eat much more protein. I'll go into that more. But so really be careful with the intermittent fasting and the time from dinner to the time you eat in the morning. If you're very depleted, you need to eat some kind of breakfast in the morning, and especially with some protein and then some vegetables maybe. But we need to, you know, focus a lot on the protein as well. And then the other thing is skipping, as I was mentioning about the skipping meals, over exercising. And the third is big mistake that I found is that not addressing the emotional component and stress. Because yes, we can address, you know, the biochemistry and the hormones and the toxins and nutritional deficiencies and exercising in the right way. The next thing we do is we need to do is really look at our emotions and stress and how it impacts us, so to find ways that we can release that stress. That's very important as well.
Well, you know, that's I've had a lot of doctors on the show, and they tell me that anywhere, you know, the percentage is like 80% to 100% that emotional baggage is creating the disease in the body. So this is a really important component. Listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about maybe, you know, I want to get into cause and cure, because a lot of people are looking at symptoms, you know, well, I've got weight gain. You know, is weight gain really the problem? Let's find out when we get back. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. conversation that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'll be right back with my guest, Dr. Chari. But before I get there, I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're already on YouTube, just hit the subscribe button. But if you're not, you can just, after you watch our show, just go over to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. Again, for my listening audience, youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. And you'll be able to get all of our shows over there. And of course, the nice thing is you'll be able to pass them on also to other people. All right, Dr. Chari, listen. All right, is the symptom is weight gain. What's the problem?
Yeah, that's the key point, Ken, is that the weight gain is just a symptom of something deeper. And usually some of the key reasons for that weight gain in the first place is usually due to, and I'm going to start with toxins. Because we are just being bombarded with toxins in our air, water, food, soil. You know, there's all these thousands and thousands of chemical toxins on top of heavy metals, radioactivity, you know, electromagnetic frequencies. All of that is really impacting our hormones to a level and degree that we've never seen. So the first thing is toxins and nutritional deficiencies, because our soil now is so depleted in nutrients, we're not getting, even if we're eating a lot of very good sourced foods, we're still not getting all the nutrients that we need. And those nutrients are also the building block for making our hormones. So that's the other thing. And then there's inflammation. Because we're not getting enough nutrients and because of the toxins, and because of emotional stress, all of these factors then also lead to more inflammation. And then that raises the stress hormones and that raises the insulin levels. And then we end up storing belly fat because the body's saying, and the divine intelligence is saying, wait, there's a lot of stress going on here. We need to make sure we conserve our energy, slow down our metabolism, hold on to fat so we have extra food for storage. So we can burn fat for fuel. And so it's just doing it to protect us, even though it seems like the complete opposite. And then also our digestive health. The health of our gut determines the health of our body. They said this in Ayurveda and ancient cultures over 5,000 years ago, that healing and health and wellness starts in the gut. And again, because of all of the toxins we're exposed to, that affects the balance of the good and bad bacteria. We get an overgrowth of candida, parasites, bacteria, fungus, etc. And that leads to an imbalance. We're not absorbing all the nutrients that we need to. We're not digesting the food as well. Again, stress plays a big role because our digestion will slow down because of that too. So all of these factors put together then end up causing weight gain.
Well, I can really relate to that, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, some of my high-end clients, you know, where I've referred them over to you and some of my other practitioners over the years, they really need to start with foundation. And this is, you know, if somebody's working with me, you know, they, you know, I look at all areas of their life, and I know you do too. That's why we, you know, we jive together so well. You know, let me ask you about this though. Weight loss, what makes your modality, your system, your care different than other, let's say, weight gain or weight loss professionals out there?
So what I do, Ken, is, as you know, my approach is 100% natural and getting to the root causes of what's causing the weight gain in the first place. And as you mentioned before, I always like to start with, I do a very detailed medical history, really find out what has been going on in their life that is impacting their health, their weight gain, their hormone imbalance, and address it from the initial intake. And then I do a very, very thorough lab panel. So I look at everything. I look at nutritional deficiencies. I look at inflammation markers. I look at their heart, their liver, their kidneys, their adrenals, their thyroid, blood sugar in detail. I use very advanced tests as well that can actually look into the future and see what may be happening in a few years so we can catch things early and be very proactive. And then I create a functional medicine report where I say, from here to here is normal, not from the sun to the moon. So we're able to catch things early, be very proactive, reverse what is already showing up. And that will enhance our health now and years into the future. And it's, and then this is a report then that they can refer to. And I really love people to understand their lab work. This is their blood. This is their body. This is their biochemistry. They need to understand it. So I literally go through everything line by line so they understand it and then understand that the program I put them on, why I'm putting them on, that I want them to know that so we can, they can really feel empowered with their own body and their own health.
Well, you know, I, Judy, my wife, has worked with you for years. I've worked with you for years. And, you know, that part that you just said about reversing is really important. I think a lot of people get the fact, you know, they get a diagnosis, and then they're told that you're going to have to live with this, for the rest of your life. You're going to be on medication. You're going to, you know, this is just the way it is. And, you know, that couldn't be further from the truth for many, many, many people, especially myself. You know, one of the things that I worked with you on was an issue with my prostate a couple of years back. And we actually reversed the numbers and they went way down. And, you know, so I know I'm this, you know, this, you know, this is the real deal here, my people. And Chari, Dr. Chari knows what she's doing. But I would like to get a couple other maybe patient experiences that you've had outside of me that my audience can relate to.
Absolutely. So there was a patient, she's was in her mid-50s, and she came to me. She said, Dr. Chari, I'm not able to lose weight. I have this belly fat. I'm so exhausted. I'm not having energy. I'm having trouble sleeping. And my mood, what's happening with my mood? Excuse me. And what I told her is, first of all, it's not your fault. It's your biochemistry. And we're going to look into everything. So when I did the blood work, we saw that her insulin levels were very high. Inflammation markers were very high. There was some blood sugar issues going on. And so with the program I put her on, I was able to then gently reverse all of those issues, bring her blood sugar levels back to normal, bring her inflammation markers back to normal, you know, balance out other hormone imbalances that were there. And then the end result, and we did it one step at a time. That's the key. You don't want to feel overwhelmed with any program. As they say, the road to 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So each step that we take, it makes a difference with our nutrition, detoxification, and customize. This is what you were mentioning, Ken. I really customize for each person because this is not like a factory, you know, where we're designed. Each of us individually is so unique. Our biochemistry is unique. Our life situations and stories are unique. So in the same way, the remedies will be unique for each person. And so with that, she was able to get her energy back, sleep well. Her hormones were balanced again, and she looked and felt years younger, and even her family and friends were commenting. So this can really be a game changer and life changer.
It is a game changer. You know, it's interesting. Like, you know, I'm 74 now, and I, you know, I don't want to look years younger. I just want to look my natural age. And I believe I do. I believe I look my natural age. Now, people would say, oh, you look younger. But actually, this is probably what we're supposed to look like at 74. Okay. That's what I think. And so if people are not looking young and have that energy and vitality, like I wake up in the morning, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm like a light bulb turned on. A lot of people don't have that. But, you know, it's been, for me, it's been working with you, understanding how to eat, understanding what nutrition I need. And my wife has done the same thing. And that keeps us at looking and feeling at the age that we are, if that makes any sense to people, right? A lot of times you think, well, you might look younger. Well, I don't know. I'm saying that this is probably what you're supposed to look like at about this age. So that's my hit. So, all right. But, you know, you talked, you know, a lot about helping people, you know, reverse their aging. We can actually reverse it. Science tells us we can do this. How do you do this?
Well, Ken, it's so important to start at the level of the cell. And this is really key that our cells, and we have over 500 trillion cells. They're like mini universes, each and every one of them, and mini yous. And so our cells, which we have over 500 trillion, create our tissues. Our tissues create our organs. And then our organs create all of the body systems that we have, whether it's with our heart, lungs, kidney, digestive system, lymphatic system, which drains toxins and supports our immune system. All the different systems in our body, including our brain and nervous system, really, if we go back, it's at the level of the cell. So we need to make sure that our cells are getting all the right nutrients, that your cells can then make that energy, and then that your cells can eliminate that toxic waste. That is key. And we need to keep the outside of the cell, which is like the coat and the brain of the cell, as healthy as possible. So we do that in so many different ways. But the key is boiling back to knowing it, to knowing that everything starts at the level of the cell. And then also knowing that with all different natural remedies and nutrition and mindset, we can lengthen what they call our telomeres, which are the ends of our chromosomes. And they found that when those telomeres, like the, which is like the cap on your shoelace, you know, when they start to shrivel and shrink up, then we can see different medical conditions start popping up. So if we keep our telomeres nice and healthy, the right length, we're treating ourselves with total love and kindness, both in terms of nutrition and herbs, and also very important, Ken, in terms of our thoughts. Our cells respond to our thoughts just as we would if someone were talking to us. So it, all of that plays a very important role in reversing aging and really keeping our health at its optimal.
Well, that thought piece is a big piece, you know, that you mentioned 500 trillion cells. Well, we're learning through entanglement theory and quantum physics, quantum mechanics, neuroscience, that everything is connected. We are the field. We are the universe, right? And that thought piece is so important. And, you know, it's like when I wake up in the morning, I wake up and I, my eyes open, I go to gratitude. I think about what I'm grateful for. I think about what a beautiful day this is. I I love my body. I love my mind, my soul. I'm in that place, right? Because I've realized over the years, if you look for the negativity in life, you turn ugly. And by the way, it's proven your cells turn ugly too. I think some of the work that's been done by Dr. Emoto, with the Color of Water, I forgot the name of his book now, but that piece is a very important piece. One of the reasons I work with you is because you and your brother Deepak understand that piece and understand how powerful that is. So it's mind, body, soul medicine. It's mind, body, you know, it's everything, but for you, one of the things I love about you, and I tell you this all the time, you're such a great teacher, that not only do I get my results, you spend time with me, you spend time with Judy, you spend time with your patients and really educate them on what they need to do. So kudos to you. Listen, I gotta take a quick break. And when we come back, before I take a break, where can people get a hold of you?
Sure, they can reach us, Ken, at our website, which is charicenter.com, our last name, charicenter.com. And I offer a complimentary 15-minute consult and you can share what is going on with you, and I can share what I think is taking place and take it from there. Absolutely.
All righty. We'll take a break. When we come back, some of you might be a little frustrated and maybe even stuck with your health right now. We're gonna talk about how to get you unstuck and move you forward. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. If you just joined us, I'm talking with Dr. Rupa Chari. She's an MD. She's an integrative medicine, functional medicine doctor. And we're talking a little bit about women hormones today and how you can heal your body and feel vibrant, feel alive, alert. And, you know, we're focusing on the women today. You know, there are some of my listeners that are going, gosh, this all sounds great. I'd like to do this, but they're still feeling stuck and they're not sure why they're stuck. Why do people get stuck and not moving forward with their health, Dr. Chari?
Well, because they're blaming themselves. I know this as a woman, that happens, that we tend to blame ourselves or think we're doing something wrong or that we're, you know, broken and we feel off. And I want to reassure women that it is not your fault. This is not your fault. It's the biochemistry. These are the natural changes that are taking place. And because of the assault of toxins of what we're being exposed to in this current day and age, which we can't avoid, there's a lot we can do to help cleanse our body and protect our bodies. However, it's so important to know that it's not your fault, because when we blame ourselves, then we kind of go into that spiral, you know, emotionally, then it affects us physically. And then it creates like a catch-22. And then everything that we're doing then is that much harder for it to work, because again, we're feeling that something is wrong with us. So I want to reassure all the women that it's the biochemistry, it's the toxins, and there's so much we can do. If we address the different issues that may be creating the health issues and weight gain and hormone imbalance, literally their life can transform and they can live the life they're intending and that they dream of and make it a reality.
That's awesome. Well, you know, this weekend, last weekend, I met with Robert Kennedy Jr. You know, he's now head of HHS, and you know, they're making some real strides here in being able to stop the madness, right? Stop the madness of, you know, turning all your power over to a doctor and them telling you what to do, when to do, and how to do it. So I got to address that with you. You know, you're a teacher, but, you know, some MDs just say, this is the way you've got to do it, and whatever. And what happens when the doctor's giving you the wrong advice and you feel it intuitively? What do you tell patients?
Well, this is the most important thing, Ken, is that every person, man and woman, needs to listen to their intuition. Because if something is feeling off, it usually is. And here's the reality, is that in medical school, doctors are only given 45 minutes of nutrition. You know, this is of a nutrition class. This is vitamins A, D, E, K. You know, the rest of it is really pharmaceutical driven. And so the outlook is definitely going to be different, because they don't have the training and the background that is so needed for the foundation for health. And so that's why, you know, as soon as I was done with medical school, I created my own residency in functional and integrative medicine. And of course, with mom's teachings as well. And I studied from leading edge naturopathic doctors who were getting results, not just writing clinical papers, but were in the trenches treating patients and reversing conditions. And I wanted to see, what are they doing? And so you need to, they can look up in their city for integrative medical doctors, functional medical doctors. And really, you need to, in this day and age, you know, you have your primary care physician, and you should have as a consultant an integrative medicine, functional medicine doctor as well, who can be the bridge between both worlds. And ideally, if there's communication with the MDs on both ends as the primary care and functional medicine doctor, that's the ideal scenario. But oftentimes, you know, in the traditional MD realm, they're overwhelmed as it is. They're having to see patients every 5 minutes, which is not what they want either. And so, but that's why it's really important to, people have to take power into their own hands. We know intuitively what's right, what's not right, and we need to empower ourselves. I think that's most important.
Well, you know, I think what happens, listen, if a doctor tells you that you're going to have to be on a medication for the rest of your life, you really got to get a second, third, or fifth opinion of that, okay? You got to find somebody that knows cause and cure. It may be true, okay? You know, maybe you had an organ cut out and, you know, that's going to be your lifestyle. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that. And I think that's what we're talking about here. You got to take charge of your own health. And, you know, I've had to do it myself. You know, I Well, at one point in my life, you know, I was 19 years old, I had my appendix taken out. Well, today I'd never do that because I've realized that most appendix attacks are parasites in the body. Okay. Appendix is pulling that out. So we have to educate ourselves and instead of being a victim of the system, a system that basically diagnosis is great. Okay. But diagnosed to only give you, a pharmaceutical, not so great. Okay. I mean, it's okay. Pharmaceuticals are great too. They were created by God too, but you know, you may not want to be on that the rest of your life. You may want to really look at the natural causes and ways to heal these things so that you move out of this. It's almost a victim mentality when somebody's telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. You should do this. You have to. You feel like, wow, okay, if I don't listen to this person, you know, especially if you've elevated them, you know, into a doctor role, you know, then all of a sudden you're like, well, I'm not getting results that I want, but this person's supposed to know. You got to break the pattern. If they tell you they can't cure you, you got to move out of that. Right. Right. Dr. Char, you got to get another opinion. Go see Dr. Char. That's what I do.
Thank you, Ken. Yes. It's so important again, because like you were saying, you don't, as much as possible, there's so much that people can do to help reverse the underlying conditions so they can slowly wean off their medication and maybe even come off of it, which is the ideal scenario. There's so much that we can do, because when we get to the root cause, that really addresses why it's causing it in the first place. And we know so many different reasons of what may be causing all of these different medical conditions we're seeing.
100%. All right, listen, I got to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you three questions to ask so that you feel empowered. You're ready to take your health to the next level. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster, and here speaking with Dr. Rupa Chari, MD, and functional integrative medical doctor. Dr. Chari, I told my audience I'm going to give them three questions, and I'd like to get your comments on that. So the first question is this, that I'd like you to write down, my audience, is what do you want when it comes to your health? What do you want? Write it down. Okay, get clear with that. Number two, what is the cause of your disease? Now, that's something you may not be able to answer, but you got to get on that path, and you got to find the right doctor to help you with that. And number three is, I think, around your goals, okay? What is your goals around your health, right? And when we talk about goals, Dr. Chari, we can talk about, you know, what should they eat? Their sleep. I'm going to throw that back at you. So what around those goals, what goals would you tell my audience to start thinking about with their health?
So the first question would be, what should I eat? And I know that we know that, okay, maybe we need to avoid processed foods because of all of the, you know, the heavily refined, they basically have no nutritional value, and they have a lot of glyphosate, which is damaging. You know, these are the sprays that they're using on the grains to then basically they're poison grains, and that affects our gut health and ultimately our overall health and well-being. So you need to know, and for everyone, what they eat should be a little bit different. But in general, whether regardless if you're vegan, vegetarian, or eat meat, you need to increase the amount of protein in your diet. There's no question about that, because that's going to build, you know, strong muscles and bones and keep you nice and healthy, give you energy and give you the building blocks for your body. So you need to focus on what to eat. Next thing is about the exercise. And now it's really interesting that they found a really effective exercise, which is so simple, which is basically walking fast, then walking at a regular pace, walking fast, walking at a regular pace, like 3 minutes walk fast, 3 minutes walk at a regular pace. And you keep doing that, you know, for a few rounds, and that's it. And it's that simple. And walking after you eat, this is the key to make your cells sensitive to a hormone called insulin, which helps get sugar into your muscles. So your muscles soak up that sugar like a sponge. And so that extra sugar is not floating around in your bloodstream causing problems. So that's another very important point.
I really like that, you know, and, you know, of course, I put out to myself and my wife sometimes, I say, we got to go earn it to eat it, right? So we go, we'll sometimes walk ahead of time to, you know, get that energy going. But it's interesting because a lot of times when I walk, right, or I ride bikes and stuff and I come back, I'm not really hungry. So maybe that eating afterwards is a better thing. Interesting. Never thought of that till right now. Okay. So, you know, this show is covered a lot, and I want you to be able to give the website again to my viewing audience and also my listening audience so that they can connect with you, Dr. Chari, and get your free consultation. Go ahead and give that out now.
Thank you, Ken. So, yes, your viewing and listening audience can reach me at our website, which is charicenter.com. And Chari is my last name, our last name.
C-H-A-R-I.
Yes, absolutely. CHARICENTER.com, charicenter.com. And I offer a complimentary 15-minute consult so you can explore your situation and I can share with you my opinion of what may be going on. And so that's, again, at our website. And you can also call us at area code 941-413-1077. 941-413-1077.
Wow. Okay. Well, I've given you my audience. You've got the tools. So now it's up to you. Dr. Chari, thank you so much for being here. I really, really enjoyed this show with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. It's always wonderful to be with you.
And all of you that have been here with this whole show, I want to thank you. And I want to encourage you to pass it on to people that you care about, that you love, that you want to help them heal mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. That's what this show is all about. If you get on the journey, you can heal it. Take care. Till next time.